News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, extra paid leave should be given to frontline healthcare workers fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to Dennis Nocton, the independent TD for Roscommon and Galway. Dennis, should we give the healthcare workers more than a round of applause?
Yes, I think we should. And I took the opportunity when questioning the Taoiseach in the Dáil yesterday to make that very point to him. And look, we have the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, now receiving the honorary award of the Freedom of Dublin. And it's an honour that he rightly deserves. But I think the healthcare staff and frontline staff across the country who risk their lives, who put their own families in jeopardy during the pandemic over the last 4 months, need more than a round of applause. And if it's not possible to give them a pay increase or to pay them a bonus, then the very least we should do is provide them with additional paid leave.
How many because days? Are you talking about?
Look, the reality is that many of these people had to leave their families. Some of them had to move out of their homes during the crowd pandemic to make sure that they didn't cross-infect maybe other vulnerable people in their homes. And I think now is the time to actually acknowledge that work. And I think the very least, as I say, that should be done is that they should get at a minimum paid leave.
As part of the renegotiation of the public service pay deal that's due to happen this year, healthcare workers, public sector workers are due to get a 2% pay rise. Michael McGrath, the expenditure minister, was on this programme with Shane just last week and said that that 2% would be honoured. So the healthcare workers are getting, they're due to get a pay rise anyway, Dennis.
Yes, they will get a pay rise along with every other public sector worker across this country, and the government have committed to that. But what I'm talking about here, Andrea, is the people that are working at the front line during this pandemic, the people that put their own lives at risk, and some of their colleagues sadly died during this pandemic. Many of these frontline workers that I've spoken to with have had to leave their home because maybe they were living with someone who was on cancer treatment. So they have done a lot. There wasn't childcare services put in place for them that was promised. That wasn't made available. They had to try and find ways to do that, alter shifts to provide their own childcare. Okay. They went over and above in relation to what was required of them, and that needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah, and I think the vast majority of the public indeed, you know, do acknowledge and accept that. Can I just ask you finally, if extra money on top of the 2% can't be found, you mentioned the idea of maybe proposing additional leave. Be any indication of like what you'd be talking about there in terms of numbers and days?
Well, look, that would be a matter that would have to be negotiated with the representatives of the staff and the government.
Okay.
But I think it is important that there is some mechanism found to provide some acknowledgement to the staff that have run our hospitals, run our health services and run our frontline services during the COVID-19 crisis.
And that's all staff in the hospital you're talking about now? It's not just...
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Look, and people in shops as well?
Look, a hospital cannot operate purely just on doctors and nurses. The cleaning staff also play vital roles, many other ancillary staff.
Okay.
In relation to the hospital or in relation to the shops and so forth, that's a bit more difficult because they're in the private sector. But absolutely, that's an area that should be explored
All
as well.
All right, OK. We'll leave it there for the moment. And it's Nocton, independent TD for Roscommon and Galway. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.